ברשות נשיא הישיבה, הרב ארי ברמן שליטה, ברשות הפמילי, before we start to give שיעור על עילוי נשמת, our dear friend, הרב חיים, רבי אברהם ארברספלד, if we can say one source in his life, his uniqueness about רב חיים, he had good eye, big vision. When he learned the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Izo Ashir HaSamech Bechelko, he explained his life, not satisfied about what he have, he also have good eye about what other people have. And all the time, motivate many, many people, younger and older, to build, to develop, using what related to Torah. All his life, his life, when he looked for startup, how to spread Torah, how to bring Torah to all over. And this was a pillar of his life. Every time when he has the opportunity to share Divrei Torah, when he is alive, after he passed away, really feel and sit the shiur in Kol Yom Rishon, with Rabbi Ben Chaim Chaim, his lovely wife, and many times also the children come, because this was the essence of his life, to spread Torah, give people the opportunity out Torah, Yem Chayenu, which will be a big privilege to share with you a few motifs in Agadah Shel Pesach, that we're going to read Metziyat HaDishmaya.
When we open Agadah Shel Pesach, in the beginning, we have the frame of all the Agadah. In this night, we have 15 steps. Kadesh, Uchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, etc. 15 is a very unique number. Many of our holidays take place in the day of 15. Sukkot is 15 of Tishrei. Tu Bishvat, 15 of Shvat, Purim, 15 of Adar, Tu Be'av, etc. The unique about this number is one of the name of Hashem, Yud Kei. And the Pasuk teach us, Min HaMeitzar Karati Ya, Anani Bamerchav Ya. To go from any tiny situation, when we see in front of our eyes the name of Hashem, Yud Kei, this helps us to go outside from any difficult situation, because what's unique about this name of Hashem, Yud in Hebrew represents future. Yelech, Yavo, Yagia, Yerae. A in Hebrew represents present. Yosef said to the Egyptians, Eilechem Zera Uzratem et Haaretz. We say night of Pesach, Halach Ma'anya. And the Gemara say Masechet Menachot, Ki Biya, Hashem Tzur Olamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, create this world with a letter A, because it represents present, and Olam Haba with a letter Yud, what represents the future. Is the frame of the night is to get freedom, is to combine the present and the future. And in this way, we understand how much we connect also to the past. And in this frame, we have few motifs what cross all Agadah Shel Pesach. The first one is, Agadah Shel Pesach is to teach us life is process. We cannot skip any step. Step by step, we can catch every goal. And we see this immediately when we come to Kadesh. Kadesh is the first cup from four cups of wine. And everyone knows from the preschool, from the cheder, what is four cups of wine? Represent what? Bo'tzeti, ve'itzalti, ve'gaalti, ve'lakachti. But what is mean? The sound is look same, is nice. Tzeti, itzalti, gaalti, lakachti. But how we need to explain this? The explanation is clearly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to Avraham Avinu and he tell him about the future. What he say to him, what's going to happen? One day, Ger yezarachah be'eretz lo lahem. your future will move to other states. And in the other states, the life will become great. We have Yosef HaTzadik in charge of the state of Egypt. We have also Abba Yaakov. But later, this is going to change to step two, Ve'avadum. They will become slaves. And later, more deep, Ve'inu Otam. More complicated, more difficult. Now, we need to go outside from all these three steps. This is exactly what the cups of wine represent. What we say, Be'otzeti etchem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim. No more avodat parech. No more difficult work. But still slaves. Step two. Ve'galti etchem mi'avodatam. No more slaves. But still in Egypt. The last year in Egypt, we watch all the templates. We not were slaves at this time. And step three, וגאלתי אתכם בזרוע נטויה ובשפטים גדולים. And step four, ולקחתי אתכם לי לעם. I make you my nation. As we see, process. Step by step. And we cannot skip any step. This also explains why we drink specifically wine. First, where we find wine in Pesach, in Mitzrayim. This night is Leila Seder. Everything is very, very organized. Where we find wine? Where? The answer is in the dreams of the butler. The pasuk say, וכוס פרעה בידי. He has the cups of power in his hand. ויקח את הענבים ויסחט אותם אל כוס פרעה. Squeeze all the grape to the cup of פרעה. ויתן את הכוס לפרעה. And he gives the cup of wine to פרעה. These three cups. And cup number four is ברכת המזון. And interesting. How Yosef know? The butler go back to Egypt. Very clear. You see? Completely process. You see, grape is nothing. Later, leaves. Alta, leaves. Nitsa is mean flowers. And from the flowers come fruit. Ivshilu eshkalotei anavim. Process is real. He go back to Hijab. The baker see only the bread and cookies and other stuff what Paro like, but he don't see plowed and plain. Wheat and seed, dough, no process, is not real. It cannot stay. And now we understand why we drink only wine. It's obviously what we say, because we find three times kos paro. The butler mentioned three times a cup of wine. But moreover, a great Rebbe Zechet Tzadik Livacha says this many times, when you drink any other type of drink, Tropicana, cola, you can drink the first cup, second cup, most of the cup, third cup, maybe half, the fourth cup, less. But you drink wine, the first wine is good, cup of wine. The second cup of wine is very good. And the third one is excellent. And the fourth one is pilei pleim. It means not too much, but wine raises our excitement. Yani samach levav enosh. Is we see from the beginning, the place, what we drink the cups of wine is, we move to other step before we get the redemption and after the redemption. And this makes us more excited. Is we see this aspect, how we open the Agada. And this aspect walk with us also all the Agada. I believe the difficult part in Agadah Shel Pesach is not to drink the four cups of wine, not to eat the matzah. The difficult part is, how the Rama mentioned, בכל דור ודור, חייב אדם לראות את עצמו, להראות את עצמו, כאילו יצא אתה ממצרים. What we need to feel, we live now Egypt. If we ask ourselves, after night of Seder, או סדרים, או all Pesach, I really feel I live Egypt? I can say yes to myself. Seder was great. Everyone around the table was, wow, unique. But I really can't say, I feel I leave Egypt. Comes the Rambam and say, yes. How? שנאמר, וזכרת כעבד היית בארץ מצרים. This pasuk takes place in Parashat Re'eh, and the Torah teaches about Eved Ivri, what worked very nice 6 years. He's satisfied from the owner satisfied for him. 6 years is over, he gives a big hug, and he goes back to the normal life. Comes the Torah saying, no, no. Give him a nice package before he leaves. Anek ta'anik lo. Mitzoncha, migornecha, miikvecha. Asher berachacha, Hashem Elokecha. Fill his frigidaire with food, with wine, with oil. Why? He get nice salary. He work. He's satisfied. The owner satisfied. Time is over. He go back to the normal life. Comes the Torah say, no. Until now, he was our slave. And we have a lachot about slaves. How he work, what he do. From now, he come our family, our brother. He need to go to find job. It take time. Please fill his frigidaire, his house with food for a week or two. All the family will relax. They have what to eat. And he can go quiet and nice to interview and to get easily new job and to walk back to the normal life quickly. It means to feel I leave Egypt. It means my ben Adam lechavero come more clear. Become more sensitive to others. We care more about somebody else. A little bit. But we have this kind of feeling and we really practically try to do this. We can say, yes, we leave Egypt. And this also explained to us. When we say at the beginning of the night, Alach man yad achlu avotana b'arad ha-Mitzrayim. We eat bread that belongs to the poor people. Lechem oni. And what we say about this lechem oni? Kol dichfin. Come on, how we can invite somebody and we don't give him anything? What we give him? Piece of bread, what almost come green completely. Piece of bread, what only poor people eat. This is a way to invite a guest. The answer is, sometimes in life, this is exactly what people have. They don't have so much. They have only a little bit. And also the little bit what they have, they share with others. If this way our people look about what they have and what to do with what they have, guarantee Ashata Acha Shana Abba Be'arad Israel. Next year Be'arad Israel. To give, to care. And this explain also this Alach Ma'aniyah. And when we take this idea to the next step, we also understand why the night of Pesach starts with Karpas. Is obviously the answer is the children will lack manishtana. Good. But if this is Leila Seder and everything is processed in this night, the beginning of Galut Mitzrayim started as the brother Sel Yosef, where we find this in Agadah Shel Pesach. Is Rashi come and teach us, famous Rashi, when Yaakov make special garment to Yosef, Ktonet Pasim, Ktonet Pasim, Rashi say, Kemo Karpas. This is what Rashi come and mention. It means, the material of the Ktonet Pasim, the name is Karpas. And we dip this in salt water. When we dip the vegetable in salt water, this represents when the brother dip the garment of Yosef in blood. Blood is also salty. This is the beginning of Galut Mitzrayim, immediately after. What come after Karpas? Yachad, the family is broke. And Magid, to bring all the family together. And it's so nice, all this idea, the Gemara come and teach us in Arve Pesachim, why we drink 4 cups of wine. This is a per number. A per number can create some danger, sakana. Comes the Gemara answer a few answers. One is the Shimurim. Every cup is mitzvah by himself. The Maharsha explained what is problem about per number. Every single cup from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu echad ve'en sheini. Per is mean we have alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this create a dangerous situation. And the Maharsha and he say, from this reason, every pair number in the creation also bring something what is difficult. Monday, Gehenom is create. Wednesday, the disease where the children and the babies can get and die. And Friday, death takes place to this world. Ad kan divrei Maharsha. But if it's a pair number, is one on one side, other on another side, and the third one, connect this together and make this one. If we take the Maharsha one step ahead, we can understand so beautifully what the Gemara come and teach us, lo adu rosh velo badu Pesach. Pesach, first day of Pesach, never take place in pair day. Not Monday, not Wednesday, not Friday. Because Pesach take place in Amper Day, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbat. Why? To show also the day itself. Day, what represent unity. Not any other alternative except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, also we understand something very, very interesting. The last instruction before we leave Egypt is "Va'atem al tetzush mipetach beito ad boker." We're not allowed to cross the doorway. Why? Adirabah, if you go outside, we can see the miracle. This will raise our emunah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe this can save many problems in the desert. Our emunah will come more strong. Is why we cannot go outside. Why? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants for us to understand step A to get freedom is to understand we need to have borders in our life. When we have borders, we have the balance between what is right and wrong, what we allowed and what we're not allowed. And from this reason, when we look from the time, the last night in Egypt, when you're not allowed to cross the border of the house to stay inside, until Kabbalat HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches this lesson again and again. When we leave Egypt, we have culture shock. After a week, when all the pasuk says, "Vayar Israel et Mitzrayim met asfad." What do you mean, Mitzrayim? Vayar Israel et Mitzrayim. The state of Egypt exists. What is Mitzrayim? Is a Natziv explains the essence of Mitzrayim died. We don't need to look. Maybe they're behind us again. Now is the first time to feel calm and relax. Now we start the 3 days. What Moshe Rabbeinu say to Paro? And what happened at the end of the 3 days? The water was bitter in Mara. And what mitzvah, first mitzvah, what we get in Mara, Shabbos. Sham sam lochok u'mishpat, the first mitzvah is Shabbat. What is the idea of Shabbat? It's borders, but not borders to limit us. Adirabah, kol ha-me'aneget ha-shabbat zuchel ha-nachalav li-metzarim, we can extend our borders. Because on one hand, we compare to stars, ke-kochbei ha-shamayim. And as a hand, we compare to the dirt, ke'afar ha'aretz. And in the third way, we compare to sand. What does it mean? Now we can compare to all these three things, what look one opposite from the other. If we really, what is the purpose of the sand? Gvul sam tabali avon. This is the border what not give to the ocean to destroy it, everything. If we have life with borders, we also can extend our borders and come ke'kochvei ha'shamayim. We also can create many, many new things. What is the potential of all what the universe will create? And this is what Chazal come and teach us. First step is to understand, to get to have freedom, is to have life with borders. And this takes place also later when we stay around our Sinai and we're ready to accept the Torah. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'igbalta et ha'am sabim. Yishamu lachem al odbar. And if somebody come close, what happened to him? Mot yumat, sakol yisakel, yaro yare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this again and again. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this to us? To give us to understand borders create right balance in life. And this can give us opportunity to grow and to extend our borders in the right way. But something else we find in the last night. And this is the reason also why night of Pesach, everything is borders. If you keep the all the process to get the matzah more from 18 minutes, it's chametz. It's chametz. What is the difference between matzah and bread? The difference is time. If we have the borders, we get the matzah. If not, if it's the door raised, we get the bread. Bread is much better for matzah. But bread is good for 2 or 3 days. No more. Come green to the garbage. But matzah for long term. Because matzah is mean also in Hebrew, mitzui. Is mean we do the maximum what we can. And also, this teach us about borders. Korban Pesach, we eat bechabur, we're not allowed to go from one place to another place when we have Korban Pesach. We not broke anything in this night. To show to us, this is step A, to feel freedom, to have life with borders, and to feel it's not come to limit us. Adarab, we can extend our borders in the right way. But something else very interesting happened in the last night of Pesach. What happened in the last night of Pesach in Mitzrayim? Kodesh Baruch Hu want for us to bring Korban Pesach Mitzrayim. All the psukim say clearly. What the psukim say? Kulem yisele bet avot zel habayit, setamim, min hakvasim, min ha'izim, shachatu oto, tzli, lo torim memenu ad boker. How we can bring Korban in Egypt? We need to have Mizbeach. We need to have a Bama. How we can bring Korban Pesach if you don't have Mizbeach? The explanation is, when we look in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, we find we have few korbanot what stay with us through the year, not for special situation, no korban chagiga, no korban yoledet, etc. What korbanot is? Shlamim, ola, chatat en hasham. Every korban have his dinim. But what interesting about korban shlamim, about Korban Hashem, what interesting, Ola Shlamim and Hashem, the Torah come and tells us, Vezarku et Adam al HaMizbeach Saviv, to throw the blood. How we throw the blood? We take the blood in Mazrek and put this in the corners, and this touch every side in the Mizbeach. And Rashi come and say, Noten שתי מתנות שהן ארבע. It's meaning, if you do this in the corners, it's in the same time, two sides of the Mizbeach have blood. I don't understand. שתי מתנות. What is Bar Mitzvah? We give gift. Where we give gift? Why the language is מתנות? Because when somebody brings Korban Ola, Korban Shlamim, Korban Hashem, we need to feel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ready to do everything what you want. We need to feel everything we can raise Kvod Shemayim, we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our people give Matana. But when you come to Korban Chatat, what's the Pasuk say? V'samach yado al Rosh HaChatat, v'shachat et HaChatat, v'lakach HaKohen midama be'etzbo, v'natan al Karnot HaMizbeach. You not through the blood. You put with a finger. Only בקורבן, בקורבן חטאת, נו, now קורבן פסח is compared to what? To שלמים, to אשם, to עולה, או to חטאת. Is what the פסוק say about קורבן פסח? ולקחו מן אדם ונתנו על שתי המזוזות, ועל המשקוף, על הבתים. ונתנו, same is קורבן חטאת, because קורבן חטאת in Hebrew is not only after sin, what we bring קורבן חטאת, is מלשון חיטוי, spray, to clean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we clean our house. We make our house Mizbeach. This is your embassy. This is your place. Is Lemasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us before we leave Egypt to understand, before we come Goy Kadosh, we need to have Beit Kadosh. In one hand, to keep the borders, what is right, what is wrong, what we allowed, what we're not allowed. So the instruction not to cross the doorway until sunrise, but in the same time, ונתנו את הדם. And if we do this in this way, is the pasuk say, והיה אדם לכם לאות על הבתים, אשר אתם שם, וראיתי את הדם, ופסחתי עליכם. In Hebrew, ופסחתי, is not only he skips the house. Also, in ישעיהו, the pasuk say, כציפורים עפות, כן יגן השם צבאות על ירושלים, הקדוש ברוך הוא go to watch ירושלים, גנון, והציל פסוח, והמליט. פסוח is meant to protect. Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu protect us. And this was the two instructions what we need to have before we leave Egypt. It's from this reason, this night is also opportunity of new beginning, is Leil Shimurim. Is the challenge in this night is not the matzah, not the Dalet Kosot. This everyone can do in the Bidur Gadol, to feel we leave Egypt. How to feel we leave Egypt? וזכרת כי עבד היית. זה פוסק אותי פלס עם פרשת ראה. אם עבד עברי, what after 6 years, don't send them and say to him, you was great, and give him again finish. Fill his house with food for a few weeks. Give him opportunity to go to find job easily. In this way, what we want to learn from this? To live Egypt, and to feel we live Egypt every year is to care more about somebody else, to become more sensitive to somebody else. This is what the Torah come and teach us. And how does Shlomo HaMelech say to us in Mishlei, ואתה בנים שימו לי ואשרי דרכי ישמורו. אשרי אדם שומע לי לשקוד על דלתותיי יום יום, לשמור מזוזות פתחיי, לשקוד על דלתותיי יום יום, לשמור מזוזות פתחיי. In this way we also have other explanation to understand the concept of the doorway. The concept how it's important to have this kind of borders. Now, when we continue in the Agadah, we find something else very, very interesting. Also, if we have Rotzeti, Vitzalti, Vegalti, Velakachti, we have also Ve'eveti. Also, the motive of Eretz Yisrael take place in Agada Shel Pesach. Where? First, in the beginning of the night, Ashata Acha Leshana Ba Be'arad Yisrael, after Alachmania. And also, Lavan, Ma Bikesh Lavan Arami, פרעה לא גזר אל השרים, לבן ביקש לעקור את הכל, what לבן really want to do, to destroy everything, how? לבן, understand, if the future of אברהם אבינו, move from ארץ ישראל, this is only one way to destroy them. If they stay in ארץ ישראל, no way. From this reason first, he say to his sister, he say to Eliezer, why she need to go? Bring יצחק here, תשב הנערה עמנו ימים או עשו, ואחר תלך. But Eliezer, say, Lavan is not in my hand, not in your hand. You need to ask what she wants. And she says, one word, Elech. Later, how many we moved to Egypt? The Torah say, 66, 66. And later, Yosef, Manasseh Ephraim, and Yocheved were born in the way to Egypt. Why does the Torah say 66 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1? Why does the Torah don't say, how she say later, B'shivim nefesh, erdu avotecha mitzrayimah. Comes the grand say one word. 66, Begimatria is Galgal. Will. Galut is Galgal. We never know where you stand. The top, when you stand the other side. When the Galgal, the well of the Galut stop, when we cross Yarden River. What is the name of the first place? When we cross Yarden River, Vayalu, Vayachanu, Bagilgal. This is the first place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to us, Ayom Galot Icherfatz Mitzrayim Me'alechem, ויקרא השם המקום ההוא, גלגל, עד היום הזה. זאת אומרת, עד היום הזה, זה גלגל of גלות, can't stop, only when we cross ירדן ריבר to ארץ ישראל. And later, לשנה הבאה בירושלים הבנויה, close to the end of the Seder, is we see how also the aspect of והבאתי אתכם, also take place in הגדה של פסח. And everything, this is process. Step by step. From this reason also, why we not say the bracha, שקדישנו מצוותיו וציוונו, לספר ביציאת מצרים? מצווה מהתורה? Why we don't say לספר ביציאת מצרים? The answer is, זה חתם סופר מנשן, we say זה ברכה. But we cannot say זה ברכה in the beginning of the night. Because in the beginning of the night, we slave. When we come to the moment, in הגדה של פסח, when we say, בצאת ישראל ממצרים, in this moment we leave Egypt. In this moment, immediately, after we say, זה ברכה, before we drink the second cup, אשר גאלנו וגאל את אבותינו ממצרים, את סדרה, ונודה לך שיר חדש על גאולתנו ועל בלות נפשנו, ברוך אתה השם גאל ישראל, and we drink the second cup, מסתרצמים אותי ספרט, also from the הלל, את סדרה. Is everything is in the time, לילה סדר. And this teach us how is important in every single life. We need to build everything step by step. In this way, it's come part from us. And to end with something very, very interesting, in the end of the night, when we come to Echad Miyodea, what kind of peace this in Agada Shel Pesach? What stay behind this? Night of Pesach full with numbers. Is in the end of the night of Pesach, Chazal come to teach us, מספר is not number. מספר is essence. Every number have is essence. Number one is הקדוש ברוך הוא. Why? והוא אחד ואין שני. No one compare to him. No one connect to him. והערב והבוקר יום אחד, no יום ראשון. Because after ראשון we have שני. He decided to create the world. If you want to create anything, you need משפיע and מקבל. What represent משפיע and מקבל, to give and to get? שני לוחות הברית. The two tablets. The five one is בן אדם למקום, המשפיע. The other five, בן אדם לחברו. But who say we have connection between both of them? שמיים, the name שמיים, because it's שם, it's far from us. ארץ, because we rats, we run. Who say we have connection between them? Who shows this? שלושה אבות, they bring to the world clearly the connection between שמיים וארץ. And this is number three, החוט המשולש, לא במהרה ינתק. This connects this together. After we have connection between משפיע ומקבל, now, ארבעה מי יודע, represent to create. Who created this world more from anything else, more from anyone else? ארבעה אמהות, new generations, life. After we create new life and we arrive to this world, we need to understand Torah we only can touch. We cannot hold in our hand Torah שבכתב. זה פוסק סבע, Torah שבכתב ארוכה מארץ מידה, רחבה מן ים, so big, we can only touch the Torah. We cannot hold this in our hand. Exactly, we have a picture on the wall, it's three dimension. You can't touch the picture, you cannot hold. You're not anything but to hold. Torah is so big, we cannot hold. What we can hold? Everything what have six sides. שישה מי יודע, שישה סדרי משנה. Is we touch Torah שבכתב, אתם הדבקים והשם אלוקיכם, we hold Torah שבעל פה, we can feel satisfied. שבעה מי יודע, שבעה ימי שבתא, they would feel satisfied, and we look all the way in different way. After this, we need to remember all the time to connect ourselves to something what is above us. What is above us? שמונה מי יודע, שמונה, שמן, אוהל, שמונה ימי מילה, to connect us to הקדוש ברוך הוא. And in this way, we reborn again, תשעה ירחי לידה. הקדוש ברוך הוא create us physically, ויצר, רשי say two יהודים, one, physically creation, הקדוש ברוך הוא create us, we need to create ourselves spirituality. And after we create ourselves spirituality, this is a real השירוס, עשרה מי יודע, עשרת נבריה. But when we have everything, what we need to watch ourselves all the time, פה מחלוקת. What represent מחלוקת? 11 כוכביה. The dreams of Yosef, what split and broke the family. If חס וחלילה is happen, to try to do the best, to come back together. 12 שבטיה, יחד שבטי ישראל. What bring us together? יוד ג' מדעיה, יוד ג' מידות של רחמים. יוד ג' בגימטריה אחד, and we come to אחד אלוקנו שבשמיים ובארץ. As we see from the beginning to the end of the Haggadah, this motive take place, how important is to understand we in process. In this way we can get and catch every goal. and how to understand borders is necessary and important to have right balance and to make space to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaMakom, we make space to Hashem. He give us space. He say to us, we're not slaves, we're not employees, we're partners. And key of partnership is what? To give, to share together, to give space. And Tos Taroshi Masechet Brachot of Gimel come and says this to Kodesh Baruch Hu, miss more from anything else when Bet HaMikdash destroyed. Ramat HaDeshen, Tumas HaDeshen, Kivyochol to make space to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make space, he give us back, Kefel Kiflaim, we make Baruch HaMakom, he say, Baruch Shenatan Torah Lamo Yisrael, give us life, Kiyem Chayinu Baruch Aminu. If we take this different aspect about this special night, and for sure we have more, all this aspect was really the life of Reb Chaim Arbersfeld, Zichrono Livracha, full life of Torah, of Kedusha, life what he really share all the time with other people, share with every opportunity to spread Torah, is B'siyata Dishmaya, he will come Elitz Yosher for the family, and every wife and the children, and we will be Zochem, Mircha Hashem, in this year, Benisan Igelu, Benisan Atidim Ligael, מתוך ברכה, שמחה, נקדוש ברוך הוא, ולפלפיל, all our requests, לטובה ולברכה.